The Yemeni Defense Ministry is reporting on its website Saturday that three Al-Qaeda militants were captured by government security forces in the north of the country near Sa'da province, scene of an ongoing separatist rebellion. A military official indicated on the 26 September Net website that the three were caught with weapons, explosives, and propaganda pamphlets. They were also reportedly wearing military uniforms.
كان ضمن تلك المجموعة الإرهابية الإرهابيون قاسم الريمي.
Yemeni TV also gave the names of six other Al-Qaeda fighters killed Friday in an airstrike by government warplanes on two vehicles in which they were riding. Qasim al-Rimi, who is being called the military chief of Al-Qaeda in Yemen, was among the dead. Al-Rimi escaped from a Yemeni prison in 2006. Gregory Johnson, a Yemen expert at Princeton University, says that the Yemeni government is attempting to show the U.S. that it is capable of combating Al-Qaeda on its own and without Western interference.
I think that Yemen is trying to prove that it can carry out these sort of attacks and it can keep Al-Qaeda on the run in the country and that it doesn't need the U.S. to actively intervene within the country.
A group of Yemeni religious leaders said Friday that they would declare a jihad or holy war in the event that foreign troops were to intervene inside Yemen. Johnson points out that two of the militants reportedly captured Saturday were from the Sa'da region, given their surnames, and that it seems a bit strange to find Al-Qaeda militants from that area. Johnson adds that it's often difficult to verify what is going on in the far-flung regions of Yemen where the airstrikes and military raids are taking place.
We saw this yesterday with the two cars that were supposedly attacked by the Yemeni Air Force and that the six individuals were killed, but they've changed who these individuals are a couple of times and they've said, oh, he escaped, no, he was killed. And particularly in the region that it happened between Al-Jawf and Sa'da, it's really hard to get independent verification up there and most of the journalists are all packed together in Sana'a, so I think they're all dependent upon the same sources.
Also on Saturday, rebels with the Shiite Zaydi sect said they shot down a Saudi military helicopter in Yemen. The rebels, who are also known as Houthis, say the helicopter was approaching the border area of Jebel Dukhan. Saudi Arabian officials have not responded to the shoot-down claim. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.